This is a mediumship session for Saskia with medium Beecham Parker on February 9th, 2015. Okay, so when you answer, I'll need you to just speak up so that it will pick up. The reason I keep looking at these because sometimes they mess with them. And so I want to make sure they're all going. Okay, the first person that I have stepping forward is I have a father figure stepping forward. Okay, he's coming through like father to me. So would it be accurate that your father's over in spirit? Okay, how about his father? Because sometimes they will come through and they just come through as father. Okay, so there's some concern over your father's health right now. There's some concern over his health. He's telling me that he had some tests or he went to have an examination or something recently. Would you understand that?
Yes.
So he's just letting you know that I see what's happening with my son, with your father. He's been over some time, he's telling me. He's been over for some time. This is your grandfather on your father's side. I don't get a real feeling like you had a lot of time with him. So there's something about you not knowing him or you... That's how he's given me that information. Oh, but she's heard of me, he said. Oh, but she's heard of me. I have to tell you, too, that he's bringing up the piano. So there's a piano connection to him or to someone that was in the family. That you understand the piano and playing the piano.
Do you want me to say what that might be? Or
just if you understand that, just say, yeah, that makes sense to me. Okay. Now, if it's not somebody with him that's in spirit that played the piano, it could be you. But but they're still holding on to the piano is significant. Would you understand there's a significance
yes.
to the piano? Yes. Okay, so let me just talk with him more. He might be the gentleman that was coming forward earlier because they do show up early. And he was telling me Lithuania... There's something about, I don't even know where Lithuania is, but I heard Lithuania. So I think there's a ship too or something that's this, because I've seen like a ship or some crossing the ocean on a ship. Okay, I see that as well. Is there Lithuania? Maybe that's, okay. So what happens is I just go back to him and get more information. He's telling me that your dad is headstrong. That he's like you're frustrated sometimes with him. I also am being given a pain here in my chest. So this is could either be related to him, the man that I'm talking with now that passed of a heart attack or had a heart issue, or there's some something that is here in the chest. That there's a condition, an issue. And he keeps showing me the month of October. So October is significant to a birthday or anniversary as well. Now, if you're like me, I sometimes have to research this because I don't know when people's birthdays were or their passing. I'm still getting that pain in my chest. So I don't quite have that right. Somebody is having heart issues or had heart issues, and because it's right here. Do you understand somebody passing of a heart attack or having heart issues?
Well, not that same person.
The same person that...
No, I mean, they're another person.
Okay, well, that's okay because yeah. they'll just... there's another person that's over in spirit that passed of that. This connected on that side of the family or on the other side of the family? Okay, your people are just coming in. All right, let me just go back with this man here because he still wants to talk about your father and your concerns with him. Your concerns with him not following directions or not following instructions or something. That's what he's telling me. And so he wants you to know, I'm around and I see this happening and I know your frustration. Okay? Your dad's very much up in his head, and he's not the type that's real emotional. And so when he gives me this, he gives me this just as evidence, because he's not discounting him or in any way, but he just wants you to know this is him and he's around and he sees what's happening with his son. He's shown me the number 2. And the number 2 is significant to a number in the family, like there were 2 other males, or there were 2 males total, or there were 2 of a gender, there were 2. Do you understand the 2 with that? Okay. Just give me a moment here with him. Okay, so this is your grandfather on your father's side. But I also feel like your mother's over there. Your mother's over there as well, because she's off to the side. And would she have the issue with the chest?
Yes.
Because that was her popping in, was with the chest. Okay. So sometimes that's what happens, is the ones that have passed over, because he's passed over long before she did. And so he comes and helps her with the energy and helps her to come through. But he also needed to come through so that he could let you know that he's aware of your father's obstinance. Would you understand that
Absolutely,
word?
Absolutely, yeah.
Because that's... I don't even use that word. And this man... It was very was educated or intelligent in that way, and used as wanting to talk that way. And he's like, you sometimes you're just like, I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do with it. And you want to just wipe your and wash, you know, like, just do what you want to do then. Does this make sense? Because it's like, he wants you to know you're not alone, that there's them in the spirit world that are watching this. And he's showing me 90s. Is he up in his 90s? Because he's showing me 90s. He's showing me 90s. I get that there's more of his body is not failing or is degrading more than his mind. Would you understand that? He still can think and he can come back with a quip. He can... I just have to tell you this, because when they come through like this with their personality, I sometimes have to laugh, because it just lifts the vibration. He's laughing too. He says he's one of a kind. Okay? I'm asking him, okay, he's showing me a D name. There's a D. D name. It sounds to me like Donald. Okay, so I just give you those names, you see if you can make sense of them, but he's telling me a name that sounds like Donald. Would you understand a Donald?
Possibly.
Okay. Because he also mentions people that are still here alive that you had contact with. Is there a Donald that's still here? This feels like this is more recent. Okay, more recent as far as either you thinking of this person or something happening about this person, but I'm just going to give you that, okay? You did want to hear from your mother. You wanted to hear from your mother. So, your grandfather is so honored and grateful for what you did for your mother, because you stepped up and did something. You took care of her. You were there for her, but you weren't there just for her, like, it's more like you were there emotionally there for her. I see medication too. I see medication around. She wants you to tell you she was tired of that. And she said, she'll know what I'm saying, just tell her. So your mother is very vocal, and she liked to talk, and she's coming up and she's talking, but she wouldn't be so sure of this mediumship. You understand that? So that's why she was off to the side, and he's like, he's been over there, so he knows this is real. He knows it's not the work of the devil, because there's something about her being in a religiosity too, because she keeps taking me over to looking at St. Francis, religiosity, and she's just thrilled now. That's how she worded it. I'm thrilled. And so she's thrilled that she doesn't have to take all those medications. And now her condition also, and I don't know if this was right before she passed, but it seems like there was some time period where she was not thinking clearly. Because he's showing me, the grandfather is showing me, that it's the up, or she's showing me that it's in comparison to the one that we're talking about before your father. She's, her mind, something happened with her mind before she passed. It's like, I'm here, I'm not, I'm here, I'm not. Do you understand that? And so, she's saying something about you being concerned about your weight. Okay, there's some concern about the weight. Okay, if it's not her, you, then it could have been you were concerned about her weight when she was, when this was happening with her. Okay, so, because I've just got to give it to you like I'm getting it. And I'll go back and I'll give it to you again. I'm not being like rude or anything, but if they keep giving it to me, there is a concern with weight. Okay, and that I can't get past it. It's like, I don't know if you've seen John Edward, and he calls it, they're like a pit bull. And so your mother's like not appreciative of being called a pit bull. Your mother also has a sense of humor, because she's given that like that. And your mother is, let me just talk with her for a moment here. Okay, this is interesting, because she's given me an M. She's given me M, but she's given me it like it is what the month. Like May and March. There's May and March that are significant. Okay? So she's giving it to me because I said, well, which one is it? And she says, oh, no, there's two. There's two significants. There's one in March and there's one in May. Okay? But she's highlighting March. Would you understand the March connected to her? Or somebody that's connected with her? But she's also going over to May. So the May you may have to think about, but she highlighted March. Just give me a moment here with her. I'm out of breath. She wants me to tell you till she wants to, me to say I'm out of breath. Now, when she tells me this, she's saying, oh, what a relief that she's now, she doesn't have any of that. She doesn't have to deal with that. And she, because there's a struggling for breath. Okay, and she's telling me, and that might have even been how she passed, because she's kind of giving me like a, okay, so, chill bumps, you feel her here? She is here really strongly. She shows me the number 3, and the number 3 is significant to the family. There were either 3 kids, or there were, you understand the 3? Is it significant to the number in the family? Okay, I'll tell her. She's been telling me a name that sounds to me like, because when I say sounds to me, because it comes through sometimes like when you're a kid and you talked in a fan, but it sounds like Carol. It sounds like Carol, so I'm just going to give you that. Now, you also have to think of the people that you've been talking to and that are in your social circle, because they like to let you know, I'm around and I see what's happening. She's also telling me about the birds. Somebody has a connection to birds and feeding the birds. Because she's showing me like when I go down to the beach. Now, if you weren't feeding the birds, you could have seen somebody that was feeding the birds, or there's a bird connection. So She's giving me that. Okay, she's also calling attention now to my hand. Because she just, when you're in person with the medium, sometimes they touch them, they do things before they say it. Somebody had an issue or is having an issue with their hand that she's witnessing. There's some arthritis or there's some pain or there's something with the hand. And she's saying yes. When you're shaking your head, she's like, oh yes, I see what's happening.
I have to think about it.
Okay, yeah. And again, I just say what she's, but your mother is a strong woman. So she's coming through like that, like, oh yes, like I know what I'm talking about. So would you understand her personality that way where she would be that way with her?
Possibly.
And yeah. She's just so glad to be free. You know what she's talking about. She says she knows what I'm talking about. And again, she shows me like the calendar and she shows me August. She shows me August. Okay. I'm having some pain too. Over here in this area of my body. Do you understand that? Yeah. Oh, okay. And something over here too. Back here. This area of my body too. I feel like there's somebody has an issue or had an issue with a shoulder or something like that, okay? She's just so... she can't say it enough. I'm so glad she was ready to go.
Same person.
Yeah. Unless you feel like there's somebody else that's coming in. You feel like there's somebody else coming in, or from what I've given you?
Well, when you're talking about this pain.
Okay, there's somebody else that passed over that had that? Connected to her? Okay, it could be. Because sometimes I can't tell if there's another one that's come in because they're like all coming through at once.
I don't want to give you any hints, but...
No, don't give me any hints, but you can validate the information.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But not only pain there, pain elsewhere too. Oh gosh, would you also understand that connected to that person there was something with the head? Because I just got a pain up here in my head as well. You got a whole bunch of them over there. Okay. Somebody is calling attention to my brain, to my head. Hey, don't give it to me all at once, please, because then I won't even be able to finish. Because I still feel that there's somebody else that had a connection with their chest as well in passing. Okay, let me go back over here to your mother, because your mother says she's not finished. Okay, so... she is showing me that there's somebody, there's a name that has an E in it, like a strong E in it, E sound, okay? Just hold on a second here. Okay, I'm going to give you this because I keep getting it, but I'm also, she's giving me pain in my knee. I'm getting pain in my knee as well. But she's giving me this, like this is somebody that's here that is experiencing pain in their knee. Okay? Okay, all of a sudden she's quiet. Let me ask her. Would I be accurate too that there's a sister over in spirit?
Yes.
A sister. Okay. So your mother came through so that your mother could let you know that I'm okay and thank you for what you did. And just that she's so glad to be free. And so she doesn't want anybody grieving over her. Okay, you understand that with her? This sister got my attention earlier because when I was in there shaving, I heard sister. And so they start doing that. They start to, okay, they're practicing coming in. Okay, with this sister, she's telling me that it was harder on the family, her passing. Her passing was harder on the family. I also am getting a sense that her passing was not a long drawn out passing. Okay, she's giving me pain down here in this area of my body here. Okay, but she's going around like this too. Would you understand that with her? Where it spread or something happened where it went around? Just give me a moment with her because she's a little more emotional than the others that came through. Would you understand her passing, her like she went before time or she there's something about I didn't get to do all that I wanted to do. And she showed me July. She showed me July, okay? Show me J-U, it's July, Julie, July. And would this woman be younger than you?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like there's just this whole... almost a feeling like it's like I should have went before her, I should have gone before her. And that's what she's aware of that. And before she passed, there's something about her being non-responsive. Something happened where I wasn't, oh, now she's doing something here with my mouth, my teeth. Somebody recently had to have dental work or needs to go to the dentist. There's something about down here, or I'm pulling my teeth out. Okay, it's not connected to her, but somebody else had a bridge,
okay, well,
or something.
That could be something.
Okay. You know what she's talking about?
Well, not that person, but...
Okay. Oh, I'll be doing this.
Maybe my mother.
Your mother used to take hers out? Okay. All right. And I'm still with your mother, so that's okay to just acknowledge that, because she'll have me...
I figure they're kind of...
She'll have me keep... Yeah. They are, because they... Because she's helping her, there's more sadness around your sister's passing. And she left some behind. She left some behind. Just give me a moment. Oh, she's not talking more about that. Let me just see. Let me talk with her a little bit. You're hoping to hear from her too. She says, well, there are people that met her, so you've got quite a few over there. I also have to tell you that she's bringing up, she's the one that was giving me this earlier when I was walking around and I was lifting my vibration and all. I have a little dog. There's a little dog that's running around. And this little dog is like a dog that would like would stay close to your feet. And it's like, oh, you almost like kick the dog. And the dog, so she's bringing that dog up, okay? You understand the dog? So see, they're doing their best, and they were practicing before you even got here. Okay. This dog was very active. Very active dog. Is active. They don't like to be spoken of in past tense. There's a two-syllable name. Or two-syllable, like... It's just like... I want to say there's a P. A P. Okay. I want to say Fifi, but I want to say like, but it's not Fifi. But it's like two... Okay, do you understand the two syllables with this dog?
Oh. The dog.
It could be something that they call the dog, or
a
nickname or
something,
and that's okay.
Yeah.
Don't stress yourself. Dog is just happy to be here because the dogs, animals need to let us know that they're just as alive and well. Your sister. You know, now she speaks of this now as how it was when she was here, how she felt about it. Now she understands more, but there's something about being robbed of life, okay? Okay, what am I doing here? I got really weak. I got really weak. It's almost like my voice was affected too, because she's affecting my voice. It still amazes me how they can do this. They just take my brain over. And so... I was just here. I was just there. It was hard. It was really hard. Sounds like she's saying Barbara. Okay, so just take those names. She's only giving me this feeling like it's a different feeling than your mother. This is a feeling like I was sad that I had to go. Because there's some I left. Some children or some that I left, and I feel like, would there be two? There's one, there's a male and a female, or I'm going back and forth. There's something about, I don't know what this is, why she's going back and forth. She said, just to tell her what I'm saying. She says, she'll know. They did their homework, your people did. Because they went and they found out how to do this. Has your sister not come through a medium before?
Never.
Yeah, that's why she's wording it this way. Okay. I'm giving you these dates, you'll have to look them up, and now she's telling me November. November is significant, she's telling me. You understand that? Oh, there, yes. Okay. Very emotional person when she was here. Very emotional and sensitive when she was here. That's why it's easy for her. You notice how many things she's done in my body. It's more about feeling. And that was her. That's how she was. She would be like the person where... Not as much, she's not discounting you, but it's more like you're sensitive. You're taking this honey, I want to. You're overly emotional about this or something. She's just comparing that with you with her. Did you hear that? They like to do physical phenomena where they sit in the chair or things like that. I heard the creak. You've been getting some signs from your loved ones in that way, but you haven't been paying attention. It's going to be more obvious. There's some place that you go where you live where there's a lot of sunlight. It's like a sunroom or where there's a lot of sunlight. That's where they will meet you. Okay? Okay, she's given me pain, that she was in pain before she passed. And would you understand that, like, in the bones or in my joints, or it just was like, ugh, I just can't keep going on like this. It's like, I can't, I just got frustrated. Now, she brings all this up because she also is just accentuating that we don't have this anymore. It affected her voice. Because, okay, I don't want her to do that too much because I've had him do it too strong before, and I was doing the spirit circle and I lost my voice. And there were other people to give messages to, and I was like, oops. So, but, there's some concern about somebody drinking too much or drinking. Let's see if she can give me any more details about that. Now, to me, the spirit people are just as alive as you and me are, so that's why sometimes, and other mediums as well, it happens where we can't tell if this is somebody who's still here in the physical or somebody over there in the non-physical. There's drinking there's some drinking in the family though too. Some alcohol or drinking, excessive drinking in the family. Because it's like, be careful. It's like a be careful, a warning, like be careful. But the thing too with your sister is she took on a lot of people's stuff. And it got so her body just was too much. She says she knows how I am. She says that's how I was. It was giving to others before I gave to myself. She didn't want to spend money. There's something about not spending money or some money. Something about money. There's a money thing here. And a passing of hands and money. Passing money from hand to hand. She's talking about somebody that's still here that's really good with finances and investments and things like that. Would that happen to be your father? This person is like good with that. And there's something about a financial thing. And the passing, the exchange of money.
Well, I can relate to what that is, but I don't think it's my dad.
Okay, but you can relate to what she's talking about? That's okay. Yeah, it's not your dad, that's fine, as long as you got the message of what she's talking about. Because I'm the first one, and every medium should tell you this, that we can misinterpret. Because it still has to come through our filter.
No, I understand.
Yeah. Well, part of my mission is to educate too, if people don't. You know, even though there's so much trauma with your, or so much tragedy or so much sadness with your sister's passing, she's telling me that you're at peace. You're at peace with all the passings. She said because she knows. You have your own experiences with spirit. You know there is an afterlife before you even went to a medium. Mm-hmm. I see the glow. I see the glow. We recognize. Don't be afraid of it.
No.
Okay. Because sometimes you've had, like, visitation. There's something about being visited. And so if this hasn't happened, there's more is coming. She's just saying more is coming. You must love that place where all the light is. Because she keeps bringing me, she's bringing me back to that too. And your mother brought me there. This is a place where you find solace, or you re-energize, you energize or something. But there's something about you being at peace in that. You understand that? Okay, also now, my hands are being activated and you or somebody is a healer. Somebody does Reiki or does healing. Is there some hands, some healing? Yes, my hands are activated. Both of them. But I don't know if you're aware of that. Okay, now I'm back over there with this dog and scooping the dog up. There's something about getting the dog. The dog needed to be carried to places or something. Or something being carried. But only for so long, the dog is telling me. Because I've got like a wiggle worm type active dog. Now, the dog just needed to jump in again. But because the dog was instructed to. But now back to your sister. She doesn't want to talk much more about her passing. She said, I've given enough evidence of my passing. She's wanting to talk more about the love that she gave. Sometimes the love that she gave wasn't understood. Just give me a moment here. She's somewhat of a teaching soul. She brought her, whatever happened with her, brought the family together. You understand that? And she's saying that it was supposed to happen that way. She understands a lot more. She told me to make sure this is recording. It is. Okay. Is that like her? To just be so... She, in some ways, she's, and no disrespect to her, but she, things just, she could not get things right enough. Her things had to be perfect. Things, with her when she was here, she wishes that she'd have been more relaxed. And not worried so much. And had been more, not as afraid. Not as afraid. Okay, now she's shown me playing tennis. There's some tennis connection to her tennis courts. I'm seeing tennis. I don't know if this is connected to somebody that's in her immediate family or what, but I just have to tell you that I have to give you that tennis. She knows that everything was done that could be done. And she said there was a lot done. But it got to the point where it was like up and down. Like, I'm better, it's okay, and that was the hardest thing. Not only on her, but on her family. She knows that. She got so she didn't want to eat, too. She did not want to eat, and you guys were like, you have to eat. You wanted to get her to eat. And so she just, ugh, I just want to, ugh, nothing. I don't want to eat. Ugh, ugh. She's still giving me that name that sounds like Barbara. So it could be one of her friends. Maybe one of them will know. But I just have to tell you that because she keeps giving me that. I mean, this is out there, but I've learned to just give what's out there because sometimes it's like, I know that Barbara's correct because she, unless there's a connection to Barbara Stanwyck. Watching those old films or show me like the old films. Watching old films. I mean, that just means there's a couple minutes left. Okay. It just cues me. She visits often. She did go into the light, though. People need to know that, she went into the light. It's almost like her passing was tormenting, okay? And so she did have, when she was over there, she did take, her passing's not real long ago. And she did have to take more time to acclimate than others because of what will happen to the body. She said, what didn't happen to the body? Is what she's just told me. Find out, I don't know if you can share this with her family, her kids or whatever, but there's something about feeding the birds, or birds, okay? So, it could be a memory that they share with her that you're not even aware of. Allow spirit to open you up more. Because you say you're comfortable with it, but they're showing me not so much. I mean, you are, but you could be a lot more comfortable and you would have much more, they'd have much more interaction with you. Jack or Jackie. So, your grandfather came through on your dad's side to let you know that your dad was okay. Or, I mean, that they're aware of what you're dealing with your dad. And then he helped your mother to come through, and your mother needed to let you know that she's so glad to be free. And that's like, she's laughing. She's like, I'm so glad. And then your sister, she helped your sister to come through because you really needed to hear from your sister, too. So blessings, I leave you with their love. You're welcome.